music connection to the Philippines.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay petsa 24 ng Enero, isang linggo na lang at Pebrero na, araw ng mga puso. Pero kahit na po Enero pa, marami ng mga pusong nagkalat sa paligid, kaya matraffic din. Meron po kaming mga espesyal na mga bisita ngayong hapon. At the moment, ito po si Tita Verge nagpupugay sa inyo. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Kahit na medyo nalilate kami, talaga pong ganyan ang community service. We always want the best, but sometimes some incidents happen. How are you, Joe?
Hi, Tita Virgie. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to our guest. We're very happy to have you here on our studio. Stay tuned because we have a lot of music today. So without further ado, let's just listen to one of our prepared song. Do you want to greet anyone else, Tita? I think we could greet the Trini, Marina, yes, and the rest of the gang.
Yes, all of them are listening. Unfortunately, I was stuck at traffic and I almost hit the one and there was a traffic cop behind me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I got the ticket, but never mind. Yeah. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, Tita. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice. And your companion is?
My name's Lee.
Lee. Oh, I see. I have got two recordings from you for today. Which is our first song, Joe? Which are we putting on?
Okay. I think we'll first play in commemoration of your friend Pot Ida.
Oh, yes,
okay,
yes.
We just would like to play our song from Marcelito Pomoy for his rendition of The Prayer.
The Prayer, yes. And that is especially dedicated to Edith Carpenter for her late husband Bob Carpenter, who celebrated his 40th today, and obviously his Edith's son and daughter, who is in Australia. Peter is here in New Zealand, but unfortunately, because of the COVID, the only girl cannot come home.
Okay, yeah. So we're
ito
playing
po ang ating awitin, The Prayer. dyan po ang Salvation from Lloyd's Group, entitled Rain, R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, I think that's their band. That is their band name. Yeah, this will be the new band that you will watch out soon in New Zealand. So we're very happy to have our guests. Let's now introduce them to the Virgin.
Yes, kindly introduce yourself, Lloyd.
I'm Lloyd Rodriguez. Some of you probably already know me way back then, 2008, but now I'm coming back again. Mm-hmm. And this time around it's going to be a different thing, and anti-Burgy.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. And my name's Lee. Lloyd and I have sort of met sort of two or three different times in different churches, and this time we've kind of hooked up, and yeah, something's starting to grow out of it, and we'll see what happens.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know you also did, you recorded We Will Rise, or and what's the other one?
The third one is still in the process, but this song will be something to very uplift people who's really going to something that they kind of change their life or something.
Oh, yeah, fantastic, yeah. So how many of you in the band?
So far we're just doing some studio recording, but we have some people that we're, once we get everything done, we'll try to put them on board with us. And we're actually trying to, once we finish the third song, we're hoping to continue with the fourth song and try to produce an EP, and then from there we're going to go from there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So at the moment you are not playing, say, nightly at a venue, or playing at events or private parties?
No.
Not at the moment yet.
No, what we're really doing is trying to get material together. And then, because of this whole COVID thing, we're sort of thinking, well, do we spend a lot of time and energy putting a whole thing together only to find that we're going into lockdown? So at this point, we're writing, we're recording, and we have musical associates who are saying, yes, we want to be part of this thing.
Fantastic.
So we are gearing up towards rehearsals, and we will be doing that. And because it's birthed out of a Christian background, we'll probably be doing things in just local church and things. And then as it progresses, and maybe we get record company interest, who knows? We're just doing what we have in our hands.
Where
it leads.
Yeah. As long as you start and whatever you want to do, and you continue at it, somewhere along the line, something will come up.
Here's hoping. Yes.
Yeah. So this first one, The Salvation, who did the lyrics and who did the music?
It's actually a joint effort from me and Lee. It actually started when I was playing with my guitar at home, and I got some, might as well do some recording, like just a tape recording. And I got some couple of chord progression, and I ring Lee up, and I told him, oh, I got something that you might be interested of doing, and yes, we collaborate on that, and he managed to find the good lyrics on it, so that's how we started.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, really, when musically minded people meet, something always comes up. So what is the title of the number three one? The second one, I think, is We Will Rise.
So far, what do you...
I've only just started musically putting that one together. I was sort of singing over the top of it the last time we were just in the writing part of it. And the theme is going to be more about pretty much what Lloyd was saying before, this whole COVID thing, and people are saying, what is this? Where is God in all of this? And a lot of people are hurting out there, and we figured this is our whole motivation for doing this, is to create and write music that is God's heart, because we come from the Christian background and Christian faith. And when people are looking at all that's happening, and it looks like the whole world is unraveling, and we just wanted to do songs that are going to be uplifting, speak the spirit of what the Lord is saying into the world and in the nations. If we can bring people into a better place in their life, a better place in their faith, then that's where we want to communicate. And that's what this, I haven't quite got the title for the third one yet, but it is very much on the lines of, like, how can I put this? Psalm 34:8 says a taste and see that the Lord is good.
So that
scripture almost talks about, you know, trying to explain to someone who's never had a steak what a steak is like, it's nearly impossible. So what we want to do is have songs that just say, basically, come and find out for yourself that the Lord is real, the Lord is true, and He is alive. And our songs want to portray that there is hope to be found in true faith. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Wow. That's very inspiring, because at this stage where COVID is still rampant in many countries and we're the only one who's only experiencing the freedom to going out and meeting friends outside. So one of the things that uplifts people is music, and you know, we communicate through music, and especially that they are coming from a Christian faith. You know, it's something that will inspire other people to listen to this kind of music. So, can I ask first, when did you start writing songs? You know,
We actually start way back before the first instance of COVID, actually. So I went to Lee, and because if you guys don't mind me saying it, I was so down when my mom passed away, you know, that auntie.
Yeah.
And actually, I was so down. But when I look at the sky, I look at the bird, and I remember my mom always tell me that if the bird on the field, God never left them. Who are we? Not for
exactly.
You know, basically, doesn't trust him. And then that's the time. That's why we, if we look at the lyrics, it says there that I see you everywhere. In my heart, you're really there. So basically, even though you don't see the on your feeling, and long story short, I kind of look into the things outside and look at that, how precious are we for God to give us this.
That's right.
And that's when COVID started, and I realized that if I can feel this uplifted after seeing the beauty of nature that God provide to us, maybe with this song, people will realize that God is everywhere, no matter what.
He is. I believe so.
Yes.
In everything we do, He is always there.
Yeah, regardless of faith, we all have our divine, you know, beliefs, and we know that there is a divine being, you know, who's
a supreme being.
Yeah, supreme being looking after us. Yeah. So that's really nice. So, tell us about the name of your band. It's like called Reign, R-E-I-G-N. So what is
the rule?
What inspired you to put up this name?
That's a name that I've had banding around in the back of my head for a long, long time. And because I'm a bit of an 80s child, brought up, you know, the bands like Queen, Journey, all these one word thing, and Queen, especially the name, it just it works so well with what they did. And I just thought, well, here we are trying to uplift the name of Jesus. And He is the supreme royalty, really, the Son of Person, the Son of God. So to call it Reign just seemed kind of obvious to me, that we're not saying that we are reigning, but what we're actually saying is that He is reigning.
Here's the reign.
That's kind of the
and let us reign.
Sovereign. Yes, that's nice. And it's easy to remember.
Yes.
It's easy to remember. So at this point, I think they're still looking or cooking up some band members. Is that, do you want our listeners, or do you have any auditions going on, or do you have any band members now that at hand?
So far, we're trying to see who's really committed, and based on what we have some people in line that they're keen. So now it's just a matter of commitment or something like that.
It will all come together, I think.
Yes.
Our big premise at the moment is just get the material together. Mm-hmm. Then you've got something to work towards.
That's right.
Like with Lloyd and I, we're working for a four-song thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But how we actually, it was before I was working on my own little project, and I'm up to song number 60.
Wow.
So there's a whole bunch of material there that we can... Mm-hmm. If we get the people together, the right people, we can get the rehearsals and knock something together very quickly, hopefully. But
So are you only singing original composition that you have done, or are you also having some songs that
some
you will
for existing
cover
songs.
Or, you know, existing songs that will be covered?
We're basically Christian background, we're actually the one of our main... focus is not only to perform, but to basically express of how we feel towards basically the Lord, what He put on our heart. We put it on our song, and there are some preachers that preach through the Bible and the gospel, but for us, we preach towards our life experience with regards with coincide with what the scriptures written basically, and we just put it as a word and then we go from there.
Yes. So I think it will be good to share also the message of your experiences through songs and invite them to join in the faith and to, you know, because music is something that everybody could relate to, you know. So, Mr. Lee, tell us about your passion into music. When did it start?
When did it start? When I was very young.
Yeah.
Very, very, very young. Always sort of...
Do you play when you were younger? Do you play in a band or you perform somewhere?
Yeah, I left school at 15 and went straight into a professional band, and we got signed to a record company, and I did the whole thing as a professional musician for quite some time. But that was, obviously, I was not living any idea of knowledge of God or faith or righteousness, anything like that. So it was basically drugs, sex and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And when you do enough of that, you get to the point, and for me it was basically one night, we'd done a gig, and normally we all tear off to the nightclubs and have a party. Yeah. And I was just a bit disillusioned with it all. Went back to the hotel, and there was a little Gideon's Bible in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it out, and then this is where it kind of got very rational. I sort of suddenly sort of thought, well, if this is not real, and God is not real, and I don't give it a go or try and look into this, I haven't lost anything.
Yeah.
But if it is real and Jesus is the risen Son of God and I walk away from it, I've lost everything. Yeah. That was kind of my thought. So I went,
turning point.
Yeah. Mm. So I sort of, okay, Lord, if you're real, if you're true, I'm yours.
Yes.
The next day I woke up and straight away, like you hear some people say, oh, the grass was greener and the sky was blue. Mm-hmm. None of that. No angels appearing. No. But I just inside... knew inherently something had changed, and that I've never looked back. Mm-hmm. And since then, my songwriting is just, I've said, Lord, I'm yours, and I've got so many songs I don't know what to do with.
So it was
a
turning
over
point.
A long and that was years and years.
Years
and
ago.
Years. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what happened to your band? So did you, like, left
the
band?
They were not happy with me. So they went, what? And I said, yeah. And they said, oh, you've found God, you know.
They
thought I was a bit nuts, but... I haven't looked back. I know he's real. Mm. He's done some incredible things in my life.
Mm-hmm. So did you face any struggle starting up after you left your band?
Yes, because the Lord always deals with you in a very personal way. And it would have been completely inappropriate for me to walk straight out of a lifestyle which was clearly wrong. I mean, I look back at the way I used to be and it's, night and day. Absolutely, night and day. So it was a long period of my character being worked on, changed, getting married, getting you know, planted into various churches over the times when we've moved, lived in America for a while, saw God do some amazing, you know, miraculous healings, especially with my wife, and just things like, you see, my gummy thumb saw the top of that off, and it was to the point where it was totally infected, and they were saying they were going to chop it off and take off my big toe and put it back on there to create your thumb.
Wow.
And, and the healing was not going well. It was, this was, I know this is a family show, so I won't tell you what was happening. But my wife and I, we just got together that night, and we got a whole lot of friends to pray. The next day, everything was gone. The surgeons were going, nah.
Just a miracle.
Right. Yeah, it absolutely had to have been the hand of God. Yeah, I won't describe how it was, but it's pretty mad.
Were you in US that time, or were you here?
That was here in New Zealand, but it was just after we'd come back.
Yeah. You were in God's zone.
Yes.
Yep.
So you're originally from here. Are you originally from New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, or? I'm a Kiwi. Kiwi born and bred.
Very good. And you're from Auckland as well?
No, I'm originally from the South Island.
South Island, yeah.
And real New Zealand.
Yes, and then you moved here in Auckland several years ago.
Yeah. We've been here in Auckland about 23 years now.
Yes, and in the family, are you the only musician?
My mum, many years ago, used to play in a dance band and stuff, so it was kind of all in there.
Okay, so inherit. How about your kids or...
No kids.
It's okay. So how about you, Lloyd? Have you been doing music since you were young?
Oh, I started playing when I was 12. I started in my school band. Nobody's playing the bass guitar for my elementary school. So I was like, oh, what's wrong with that? There's only four strings, so I'll just grab it and I play it. And I kind of like it. And starting that time, my friend and I start to play around the song during the 80s. And we actually play for our graduation school. And then from there, I start going battle of the bands. And thank God I'm winning. We're winning. But we really suck. But I guess they just don't care.
So are you a vocalist or
Backup vocalist way back then. But because I was like him, likely I was in a dark place. So I smoke hard and drink hard. So I kind of ruined my vocal cords.
Okay.
Yeah, the doctor almost slit my vocal cords and repair it because it's really gone. But yeah, so when I came in university, that's the time I kind of slowed down. But that's also during the time that my dad and my mom decided to come to New Zealand. So when we come here, I actually hook up with some mate that into music as well. And we kind of play to in the bars, best bar and stuff like that. And we joined Battle of the Bands as well. And my transition from worldly secular song to Christian song is not as gradual as some people do. I actually start playing with a death metal band, and somewhere along the line, I feel like there's some emptiness. My band were published in one of Philippine newspaper before Diario Pilipino. So way back 2008. And one time I was drinking some coffee with my friend, and some group of kids like, oh, that's the guitarist from Nexus. And I was like, it feels so proud that...
Wow, you're from Nexus.
That's our band before.
Oh, okay. And
I went with my wife in Hamilton, and then this guy shake my hand and it's like, oh, it's finally nice to meet you. You're the guitarist from Nexus. I was like, it's really, you know, it makes me feel boastful and stuff like that. But again, somewhere along the line, it's like emptiness. There's nothing. That's why I decided maybe it's time for me to try something else. And when I start playing in the church, that's the time I feel like, yeah, I think I found my what's missing.
So it's a gradual thing also that happened to you. So are you attending in the same church?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the church
name? We go to Church Unlimited in West.
Church Unlimited, yes, I've been there too.
By close to the roundabout, Teatatu.
That's the one.
Yes, in Teatatu.
Yeah, that's where your mom was.
Yeah, mom is a part of the choir.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And actually, my mom is one of the biggest supporter of me. Mm-hmm. She bought all my gears and stuff. And the only thing that she always tell me is she always say that, I wish that you will use this to play the church. Mm-hmm. And I never did. And now I actually do. And I hope she's proud.
Oh, yes. She would be proud.
I'm sure that she is proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Where is your sister now, the one who is in Aussie?
Oh, she's still in Aussie. Tita.
She's still in Aussie. Yeah.
And she's actually missing New Zealand. And she was like, oh, how's Auntie Banji? And Auntie I was like, Banji, oh, she's good.
Yeah. So we can continue our conversation with Lloyd and Lee. So it's both L, no? Lloyd and Lee from Rain Band. As we listen to the song, that we have on our playlist, which is called We Rise.
Great. So you were the vocalist there, Lee?
Yes,
and that's the song We Rise.
Yeah.
And that's the lovely, you know, music, you know. Mm-hmm. I could hear the beat and it's like very uplifting as well.
Where is Aaron?
Oh, she's actually not available today.
Yes, so that's the song again, We Rise from Rain Band. Okay.
We will rise.
And who wrote that song, by the way?
Oh, again, joint collaboration. And the inspiration is that we wrote it after the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like people are so down, and they cannot understand what's happening, and we cannot explain what's happening. So the only thing we can do is actually tell them that, look, even though this bad thing happened, we will rise no matter what.
We will rise, yeah.
Like the saying, out of the ashes, the phoenix rise.
That's right.
That's true. And it's really uplifting. And when you recorded it in the studio, are you only two of you or you have...
Yes. Just the two of us.
Oh, wow.
It was actually recorded in my home studio.
Home studio.
Because we cannot afford to go into the big production.
Of course, yeah.
So what we're hoping further down the track that these things do get mastered properly and all the rest of it. But but essentially we drill away in my room and that's the stuff that pops out.
And you must have these gadgets for the audio and sound to have everything recorded in a nice way, because it's a pro, I might say. The accompaniment and everything. Anyway, because both of them are from previous bands, so they do have the experience as well. So do you edit also this music, or like when it's recorded, it's like add some on accompaniments and stuff?
Yeah, well, everything you hear has been done and produced by us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no sort of
influence. In your home studio.
Okay.
What about the first one? I think we missed half of the first one.
Salvation.
That was a collaboration between the two of you as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we better play that just before we leave.
Again. Maybe. Again. Because, okay. Yeah. Maybe when we close this show. I think.
It was the black microphone that was attached to the system, and that is why
I'll play that after we finish our show today. So for those listeners who have missed the song Salvation by Rain Band from Lee and Lloyd. So tell us more about how can you convince other kids or youth who are into rock and roll music or who has the talent to actually play and sing. Do you have any sort of advice to them that you could share?
Just be honest, I think, is the biggest key to being a musician. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in my past doing the stuff, the dark stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the music industry can be in the secular world a very, very dark place. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I came at it from that point of view. Mm-hmm. Because what I was singing about were things that were not honest. Mm-hmm. They were, and that's where I kind of lost my way in it all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for songwriting and any form of musicianship, like I come from a rock background, so what comes out of me is that quite up sort of big production.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if I tried to write songs and sound like Hillsong or Elevation or any of these others, then I wouldn't be being honest.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone out there who's wanting to be a musician, I'd say, like when I sit down to write a song, it's funny how they come, but it's... I just go with it. I let whatever's coming out, like if I'm sitting at the keyboard and I get an idea.
Mm-hmm. True.
You can't manufacture anything. I know everyone has their idols or whatever, where they think, I want to sound like my hero or whatever. I would say don't do that. Just be yourself, and what comes out, may surprise you. Like, mm-hmm. I've come out with stuff and I've gone, now, where did that come from? Because I wasn't copying anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's for young kids who want to get in with bands, you know, to start writing and creating ideas. Just mm-hmm. let it go, because mm-hmm. you'll be amazed at what will come out. Don't try and copy anyone
okay.
else.
So be yourself, be original,
yep.
be your own masterpiece. Okay, mm-hmm. how about
there's
you?
No, there's yeah. no real set rules.
True.
This stuff. I know you go to a music academy, you know, they teach you the scales and all of that mm. sort of stuff, and it's good to know the rules,
the basics.
But all the greats you've mm. ever seen in the world, Christian or non-Christian alike, every single yeah. one of them are the ones that have broken the rules, are the yeah. ones that have taken you somewhere
yeah.
else. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Like Queen, for example.
Perfect example
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
They broke every rule you could think of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's unique, very unique. Whatever you cannot do what they did, you cannot do what they did, because theirs is totally unique.
Yeah. yeah. And if you're being honest with your music as well, like an audience, mm. you've got to be respectful to your audience. If you're being honest, they know when you're being honest.
Exactly.
They know if you're singing a lyric which has come from
somewhere.
Your head
yeah.
or your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the difference between an artist and mm-hmm. a great artist. Not that I'm mm-hmm. saying we're great artists, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. just... when you're honest, people know you're being honest, mm-hmm. and then they'll respect and listen to what you're saying.
That's true.
How about you, Lawyer? Do you have anything to add?
Like what he was saying, Lee is spot on that. It's like, if you're honest, not only to yourself, but to also to you, the people that listening to your music, mm-hmm. they will listen to you. Because for me, writing a song is actually how you express yourself. And if you're not expressing it on how you really feel, it's like you're lying to everyone. And one thing that I can say is, like, don't listen to people, because, believe it or not, Auntie, mm-hmm. When I would start playing my guitar, people are saying that I will never learn how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. They even say that, oh, what's the point of you playing guitar? You sound horrible. Mm-hmm. But if you put it this way, if you take it negatively, you will just say to yourself that, oh, I'm no good.
Mm.
But God never made anyone no good. He made us unique and perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we just follow what He led us, mm-hmm. you will go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That's also a... Mm-hmm. Now, I think we have some time for some few news out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tita Virgie, can you do a local news first before we...
I think we only have got 10 minutes to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we'll just post that news later on to our mm. site.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, we do have a great and inspiring afternoon with these musicians out. And for those who would love to hear their music, you can listen it in SoundCloud, I think.
Yes,
it's available there. Yes, I think I saw it last time. So what do they need to type in to find your songs?
If you just go to SoundCloud / Domo, 0707,
Domo.
There will be our two songs on that. And if people are asking what is Domo, that's actually my name when I was in a gang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to be in a gang, so.
Wow, so
past
he's a,
life.
He's a gangster before, ladies and gentlemen.
I was a bad boy, but thank God he gave me the light, so now I'm trying to.
So he's now. Yeah, so he's now refreshed. And yeah, but I would like to ask you, by the way, so what's the difference of you being on stage playing the rock and roll metal songs before, because both of you were like playing that, and now that you're actually playing the music that is for the church, is there any difference that you could say?
Yes, there's a lot of different, because like I mentioned before, I was living the glamour, not really famous, but underground glamour.
Mm.
And I feel emptiness. There's no satisfaction. That's why after a gig, basically we get drunk and do some crazy stuff.
Oh.
But now, it's like while playing, it's like I'm talking to God. And giving him my request at the same time asking him of what he wants me to do with my life.
Okay, so mm-hmm. certain of purpose.
Yes,
I think. How about you, Mr. Lee?
For me, it's like when you become a Christian, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. That aligns your spirit back in with God, where in the previous life, you want to call that, you know, they call it being born again, basically.
Yes, true.
And you know, a lot of people get a few misnomers about that. But the moment I became a Christian and started playing music for the Lord, be it doing praise and worship in the churches or going and doing outreach things, there's this alignment with the Spirit of God, with your inner spirit, where when you're playing, you're actually... It's very hard to describe. It could be called the word anointing, if you like. There are times when the Lord moves upon you and is the most incredible experience of, like the Lord calls it, people flow with living water. You're giving out something, and it's tangible. It's something I can't put into words, really. Mm-hmm. But when you actually experience it and you see the fruit of it, when you see the miraculous things that can sometimes happen, when your spirit is aligned with the Spirit of the Lord and you're playing and He's moving something through you, you can see people getting healed. I've seen some incredible things from the supernatural perspective of God and the moving of the Spirit, and it just... It's
amazing.
It's why I've never looked back, because there's a huge difference in doing something for the kingdom of darkness and as much as there is doing something for the kingdom of light. And
so
it's literally night and day.
So you were more of at peace at this stage.
Yeah.
Would I say that? Despite facing any struggle, so you were like at peace when you play this kind of music than before.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different, if you want to put it plainly, is you're operating under a different spirit. Because when you're working in the secular world of music, there are some areas of that where you're literally going into the areas of the supernatural darkness, which is a whole different topic altogether. But knowing when you're walking in the light and just when the Lord's anointing you for playing his music, it's very satisfying, and you know that there is something you're giving.
So do you still play secular songs sometimes?
If I can be honest, not really anymore. I only play love song to my wife. Yeah, that's it.
Because every Sunday you play in church as
Yes,
well.
Yes.
There are how many masses? Only once?
Sometimes I'm world roster like three times.
Sunday service.
Sunday, yes.
That's nice. So there you go, guys. Watch out for their album soon.
Hopefully.
Meanwhile, while it's not out there, just listen to the music that will be uploaded in SoundCloud. And I'm sure we'll have more queries later on and more members of the band, and definitely you'll come back again and play a song with us.
Absolutely.
So do you want to invite our listeners or those who are viewing in Facebook at the moment to see you in the church, possibly to invite them to see your performance?
You guys have time.
Go for it. What days and where? What is the address?
If you guys have time, we actually go to church on Church Unlimited West Auckland, and it will be a good place to basically just lay down all your worries and talk to people. Me and Lee will be there if you guys have some question. We're not nobody's perfect, but we can give you guys our live testimony.
Yes.
And maybe it will help.
And hopefully they could also learn from you how to play music, you know?
Yeah, that would be good.
Probably learn from you.
Yeah, there's lots of great musicians in that church.
Yes.
Yeah, but we have a whole rostering system. So as they come along, it's not, obviously it's not just us two, there's a whole raft of... It's a great place. Come and have a look.
Yeah, we will. And in the meantime, I still want to play the first song, Joe.
Yes.
The Salvation for our closing song. So we better We will have that's 6 minutes, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So we're just going to say goodbye, to everyone. And hopefully see you next week again for another fruitful discussion with our guest at Samut Sari 104.6. This is our last song for the day. Salvation.
Salvation.
From Lloyd and Lee.
Lloyd and Lee of Rain.
That's it.
Good evening to everyone. Take it away, Joe.
Yeah, hell, we're getting away with a 6-minute song on radio. It's quite...
Yes.
The new one will be.
Yeah, but that was good.